welcome to my latest flip project. I've been working over here for a couple of weeks now, but when I bought the home, it had already been demolished down to the studs, and the majority of the subfloor had been removed, exposing just the floor joist. I didn't know the history of this house, but the fact that the subfloor was removed by the previous owner told me that there was probably something wrong with the foundation. In my closing documentation, I learned that several areas of the foundation and bottom plate around the perimeter of the house have been flagged for termite damage. And upon closer inspection, we found severe water damage on the framing underneath every area where an old air conditioning window unit had been installed incorrectly. In addition, we also identified several areas with sloping floor joists. So before we could start to put this house back together, we had to first address these problems. In most areas of damage, we could cut out the rotten wood and replace it with new, treated lumber. But in other areas, rather than remove the old wood, we chose to sister new wood to the existing wood. Sistering is a construction term that simply means adding new material alongside existing material to add strength. At this property, we chose to sister instead of completely remove an old joist when the majority of the wood was in good shape, with just a small area of damage. And in places where floor joists were still strong, but we wanted to lift the area up to level the floors. Here are a few examples of this. This was an area that had water damage due to a leaky window unit. Rather than replace the entire stud, we just added strength to the rotten wood by sistering the new wood to the existing. If you think about it, this practice of sistering is a great illustration of how the Bible teaches we should relate to our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Just like this new board comes alongside the old to give it added strength to help carry the load of the house, we too are called to come alongside our brothers and sisters in Christ to help carry each other's loads or burdens. Listen to this. In Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2, Paul says, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly or spiritually strong should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path." Then in verse 2, it goes on to say, "Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ." Notice the law of Christ does not ask or tell the stronger Christian to mind his or her own business or stand on the sidelines and judge the weaker believer, but rather they are commanded to come alongside to share the burdens of the struggling brother or sister in Christ, to gently guide them back onto the right path. We see one example of how this plays out in the book of Romans chapter 14. During the time this book was written, many new believers were having a hard time converting their thinking from the old Mosaic law to the new freedoms they had in Christ. For example, some new believers still held to the tradition that eating certain foods was wrong based on their old Jewish customs. Despite the fact that the Apostle Paul was convinced by the authority of God that all foods were now permissible to eat, he did not think being right on this topic was worth dividing the church over. Rather, he encouraged the stronger Christians to be sensitive to the weaker. He said in verse 14, "If another believer is distressed by what you eat, you are not acting in love if you eat it. Don't let your eating ruin someone for whom Christ died. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." He brings home the idea of sistering up to a weaker believer in the next chapter when he says, "We who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. We must not please ourselves. We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord." The burden of sin is not the only example we're given of sistering in the Bible. We are also asked to sister next to fellow Christians who are struggling with the burden of relationships, finances, or other hardships in life. The early church modeled sistering beautifully. Their immediate response upon being the first to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit was to share each other's burdens. We read in the book of Acts that during that time there was no needy people among them because those that had gave to those in need. Oh, we serve a good, good God. Not only did he send his son to die for us so that we could have eternal life with him, he also left a plan for how we should live on this earth while we wait for his return. This plan includes loving and caring for each other as brothers and sisters in the family of Christ. He never intended us to live this life alone, but to sister up to fellow believers to strengthen and be strengthened by others on our journey of faith. I can't wait to show you more of this renovation in the weeks ahead and to share with you what God's teaching me about restoration in my own life.